Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In studio now is Tyler Hero, formerly of the Kentucky Wildcats, now with the Miami Heat. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Now, I don't know if you've ever listened to the program growing up and going to Whitnall.
Yeah,
but I was never a big fan of Kentucky until you went there. Just an FYI. I grew up in Cincinnati and hated the Blue Blood fans. Hated them because they never did anything wrong. Going all the way back to the Eddie Sutton era. But tell me what it's like playing in Kentucky.
It's different. It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for sure. I think going to Kentucky, you just got to – it's not really a college experience. It's more, you know, you go there for basketball. You go there to – you know, get your studies together, but then after that, it's really all about basketball.
Tell me what it's like to play for Calipari and company.
I'd definitely say it was worth it. You know, Coach Cal pushed me every single day. He's definitely one of the best coaches, in my opinion, of all time, and I'm, you know, grateful to be able to play for a guy like him.
Obviously, you go into Kentucky, and Wisconsin fans were hoping you were going to stay here in your own backyard. What? Talk about that for just a minute, because I don't want to dwell on it, but it had to be a tough decision to leave the home state that was, you know, recruiting you so hard and heavily to then go to the program that is, you know, hated by many in Kentucky. So talk about that decision and the aftermath.
I think definitely just, you know, I wanted to have a good opportunity for me as a, you know, a basketball player. My goal is to get to the NBA, and nowadays it's all about getting there as young as you can. I mean, so being able to go to Kentucky, I think they had the, you know, the right blueprint for me to be able to go to the NBA after 1 year, and that's what they did.
So now off to the Miami Heat, you get drafted. First of all, tell me what that's like, because you come out of Kentucky and you know you've got a legit shot at getting in the first round. You go to Miami, which, you go straight from Kentucky to South Beach. I don't think you can end up in much better situation. But that being said, now you're an NBA player, and it's like your life changes at that point. When you choose to go to Kentucky, it changes. Then you get picked in the NBA, it changes.
Yeah, definitely. Just goes from, you know, one level to another. And being in the NBA, it kind of sunk in already, you know, that I'm an NBA player, and it's just, you know, it takes time to get used to it. There's a transition point in that, but I think South Beach and Miami is a great situation for me, not only, you know, lifestyle and stuff like that, but just being able to play basketball, and that's my job, and I think I couldn't ask for a better situation.
So, in other words, you're going to think of us all when it's snowing and polar vortex in Wisconsin and you're hanging out in Miami and South Beach is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, of course.
So, going into the NBA, what if I had to say two or three things that Tyler Hero needs to work on to become a better NBA player, what is it? What are they?
Right now, just getting more consistent on the offensive end. You know, obviously, I'm not going to be taking 12 shots a game, you know, in my rookie year. So, just being able to be efficient and make shots at a high rate, and then getting stronger, playing against grown men, and then defensively just staying on top of things.
The coming out of the college game, and now the NBA game, you're going to find it's a lot different and such, but coming out of the college game, do you feel like coming out, you leave anything on the table?
I definitely feel a little empty-handed without winning a national title. I feel like last year we had a legit shot of losing in the Elite Eight. If we would have won that game, you know, I think we could have definitely won a national title. So I think there's a little bit of wanting to go back. When I was making my decision of going to the NBA, I definitely was thinking about coming back and winning a national title. But it was a good year overall. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is it just the fact that the timing of it is so right that obviously you're chosen highly, you're thought of highly going into the NBA draft? There's obviously millions of dollars to be made. Is that what you base your decision on, or is there something else? Do you believe then that your game is ready to go to the NBA?
I think I'm ready personally. I think I'm ready to come in and contribute, and I think the Heat think I'm ready, as what they've told me, and I think I'll be ready to play as of the next couple months. So I definitely think I'm ready, and I just didn't see the point of, you know, coming back in next year, getting better. I went 13 this year, and next year I maybe would have went 8, but I just don't see the the point of coming back.
So you've got the Bucks playing in the home opener here in Milwaukee, so you're going to get a chance to come back to Milwaukee. Was there a part of you that wanted to say, maybe the Bucks and Giannis and company might come calling and I could end up as a Milwaukee Buck and stay home?
That would be a dream come true, but I don't think they drafted 30. I think they traded their pick anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, did you call John Horst and maybe make a phone call and say, hey, dude, do anything, man. I'll stay. Stick around. You know?
Yeah, that would be cool.
So now, are you settled in Miami now? You got a place to stay?
Yeah, I moved in and everything, so definitely getting settled in and, you know, just getting ready for the season.
Talking with local native Tyler Hero, who is now with the Miami Heat. So what advice did you get from others that were not only in the draft but also guys that have been in the NBA? I'm sure some guys have called you and said, hey, welcome to the brotherhood, so to speak.
Yeah, they definitely say it's a fraternity being in the NBA. You know, we're 1% of everybody in the world, so just being able to, you know, build relationships with different NBA players that I've always looked up to as, you know, growing up. So it's definitely good to be in the NBA and just, you know, just be building relationships and meeting new people.
When you start to think about the guys that you're about to play with, you go all the way from the likes of a guy like LeBron to a guy like Giannis. You start to think of some of the best players to ever play the game that are currently playing the game. Are you in awe of anybody?
Not really. I think, obviously, Giannis and, like, the guys you mentioned are, you know, once-in-a-lifetime players. So I'm just going to be able to, you know, soak it in and just really know that, you know, it's a great time to be alive and be playing basketball right now.
Pressure-wise, though, I mean, as far as the NBA goes, I don't think it gets much more pressure-packed than playing for Kentucky, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that's like Duke basketball. I mean, there's blue-blood royalty there, and you have an expectation to win the championship each and every year. So
yeah.
As far as expectation goes, Miami's not expected to do a lot. I mean, obviously get better, but you can't have a higher expectation than playing in Kentucky, can you?
No, that's part of why Coach Cal says Kentucky's not for everybody. You know, the pressure there, you got to perform every single night because, you know, the high, like you said, high expectations of, you know, winning and winning pretty well, too.
Look, I grew up as a kid watching games, you know, from Rupp Arena, you know, because we got them in Cincinnati when I grew up down there.
Yeah.
What is it like walking through those doors into Rupp Arena for the very first time?
It's real crazy. We walked in for the first time was for, like, our Big Blue Madness inner squad scrimmage, so mm-hmm. When we walked in for that, it was just crazy. And then stepping on the court for the first time is even crazier.
How did Coach Cal, did he personally recruit you, or did they have a recruiter grab you first, or how did that work?
Actually, Coach Cal and then assistant Kenny Payne, they both recruited me at the same time.
Okay. I just wasn't quite sure if you just got kind of a caller. And do they call you first, or they just kind of show up at a couple of games, shake your hand afterwards, and say, hey, would you have an interest in coming to Kentucky?
They called me first, and then both of them came to my high school.
Now, I did want to get you on because you got an event coming up that we had mentioned. You've got a signing coming up this weekend, this Saturday night, as a matter of fact. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's just part of my foundation I created in the last couple of weeks. Just, you know, I wanted to do as much as I can with the platform I have and the voice I have to be able to speak and give back and do as much as I can for the kids growing up in the area and just be a role model to, you know, kids that want to be like me growing up.
So you've got an autograph signing coming up, and it's going to take place this weekend for those that don't know. And if you're looking to go, it's going to be at Bronze Powerhouse 100 on Highway 100, 5171 South 108th Street. It's in Hales Corners this Saturday, 5 to 7. All proceeds go to the T. Hero Foundation. So if you're going to stop over, you want to get an autograph or maybe pick up a couple of items or pictures or what have you, then by all means do so. But that's where you're going to be. Hey, I got to ask you, Eric Spoelstra, I didn't really think he'd become much of a coach because I thought he was going to be the lapdog to LeBron. But that guy's really impressed me. Have you had a chance to really kind of sit down with him numerous times, get to know him a little bit, and really kind of talk to him as a head coach philosophically?
Yeah. Like I said, I was in Miami for quite a while. So just being there and him being around, really just all the coaches, it's all about building relationships and just building trust in one another. And he's definitely, he knows his stuff. And he talks to Coach Cal a lot, actually. Those Coach Cal and the Miami Heat are definitely, you know, they talk quite a bit. So I'm definitely excited for, you know, to play with Coach Spoelstra.
When you get the cash, what's the first big thing you either bought or are going to buy?
I bought a car, and yeah.
What kind you buy?
I bought a Jeep and a Hellcat.
Okay. Yeah. That Hellcat's nice. There's nothing wrong with that. Those things, what is it, like 700-something horsepower? Because those things are almost like NASCARs, right?
Yeah, they're pretty fast.
Just don't open it going over the causeway down there in Miami. On one side, you could run into, you know, some people crossing the street going to work, and on the other side, you could hit the geriatrics over there in Miami Beach. Tyler, best of luck to you, buddy. Thanks for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. You give me a little more faith in the Kentucky Wildcats, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Tyler Hero, he is joining us in studio back in Milwaukee. I'm out here in Eau Claire, but nevertheless, the autograph signing event coming up at Bronze Powerhouse 100, 5171 South 108th Street in Hales Corners, coming up Saturday night, 5 to 7 tomorrow night, and it's $20 per signature, and just go in, and it helps out the Tyler Hero, the T Hero Foundation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.